Okay, Siyat Ishmael, covered Shabbos Kodesh, covered Rabbi Nachman. So this past week's Parsha, what was this past week's Parsha? Beis Chana, very good. So it was this past week, but still could I speak about it, because we're still holding by those days. We're less than a week since Tisha B'Av, so it means we're still experiencing a Nechama, in a way. Right? So we just had Shabbos Nachman. So Rabbi Nachman, in the Kutim Aran, towards Tzadik Tes, as you see it in front of you, Tzadik Tes, you have it. So he says that the Indian is, he speaks about the pasuk, V'eschamen el Hashem ba'esa hi leimor. So let's see what Rabbi Nachman has to say, Siyat Hashemai. It's like this. Dine, ha'adam tzarech l'espalel b'dveikas gadol l'Hashem yisbarach. This is when a person davens, you have to daven with mamish, you know what dveikas means? Dveikas means like in such attachment, right? In such oneness, right? With Hashem. Ach, im lefamim yesh eis, let's say, you know, sometimes you have a gishmak tefillah. Or like the other night, Shal Shittus, you weren't feeling it. Right? As you said, you just weren't feeling it. Sometimes you're feeling it, sometimes you're not. So, let's say you're not feeling it and you're davening. Al yomar eini mispal klal. Don't say, okay, no, I'm just not going to daven at all. Me'ach she'inu yachol l'chavin karoi l'spal dvekas. V'al tefil eina mikbelas. So maybe you're going to think that, what? You know what? Since I'm not feeling Shal Shittus this week, or since I'm not feeling davening, happens this doesn't work out because we were talking about that. Right? So you know what? I just won't go. I just won't daven today.
No, I wasn't. No. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that sounds so bad. No, I wasn't not feeling it. I wasn't feeling well, so.
Yeah.
No, right? Not like not feeling Shal Shittus Chas V'Shalom.
Yeah.
No, so. I totally, whatever. I don't know why I said that. I wasn't feeling well.
So if a person's not feeling it, right, in their Avodas Hashem, you know, a person shouldn't say in tefillah, you know, I'm not feeling it, so I'm not going to daven. No, Rabbi Nachman says, don't say that, right? K'mosh Amar Rabbi Sinai Zichron Arvacha. Rabbi, you get that nekuda that a person might think to say, you know what, I don't feel that this tefillah is going to be good. I don't feel like such a connection. So now I'm just not going to, that means my tefillah is not going to be mekabel, right? If I'm not feeling it, it's not going to be a good davening, so I'm just not going to daven. So Rabbi Nachman says, do not say that, right? K'mosh Amar Rabbi Sinai Zichron Arvacha. Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Right, the Gemara Bracha says about Rabbi Chanina Medosa, Shem is Pala. Right, he says, "Im shkuat tfasi b'fi yodeani shu mekubal. V'im lav yodeani that it wasn't." So he used to say that if the tefillah was shkura, if it came out smoothly from my mouth, then I knew it was good. And if not, then right. So v'zehu aderech amarnu im dvekus shazat tefillah shkura marutzam fev mekubalas. Right, we say like this. If I daven with tveikus, that what? My tefillah just flows out of my mouth and I feel like I'm connected. Yeah? So then, oh, mekubeles. Vim laf chasron lehefech. But if I don't feel so connected, then maybe, no, my davening's not going to be connected. And therefore, I just didn't daven, right? Rabbi Nachman said like this, Rabbeinu. Af apichein, al yomar adam kein. Do not say this. Eli yispal tamim. He says, do not say, you know what? I'm not going to daven. He says, no, daven always. Always be davening. Ve'im lo yuchal ispal dveikas karoi. And if you can't daven with such dveikas and such connection right now, yispal b'chol kocho. Then put all your koach into it. Right? Davka, if you're not feeling it, then put everything you have into it. Right? Like I saw from Rabbi Nachman says. Right? It says, say, passing into Hillam, right? In Laman Beitz. It says, tefillah lekel chayai. That tefillah kel chaya, which means a what? How would you translate that? Tefillah kel chaya, I mean that I dive into a living God. But the way that it's read in Breslov is tefillah kel, tefillah ta Hashem, chayai. That's my life. My life source is my tefillah. So now, if something was your life source, right, would you ever not put all your koach into it if you knew you were getting life from here? Of course you'd put everything into it, you could. So that's exactly what tefillah is. Tefillah is our life source. Right? Tefillah kel chayai. So if this is my life source, then I better be putting everything I have into it, right? So v'im lo yuchal ispal b'dvekas karoi, ispal b'kol kocho. Ki b'esha ispal b'dvekas karoi. Because at another time, when you daven with such a strength and everything you have, azai, yale kol tefillas ima tefillah hish ispal karoi. Because then at that time, let's say right now, I'm not feeling it, right? For a couple weeks, I'm not feeling it. But when I get into a good davening in a couple weeks from now, and I manage to put everything I have into it, then all my tefillos until now are going to go up with that. So that's what I'm saying. Don't ever think that your tefillah is not going to be kabbal. Yeah, you might not daven so well right now, But what? But at that time when you're going to have a geshmak tefillah, everything's going to go up. Right? So it's either you say, you know what, I'm not going to daven good, I'm not going to, why would I daven? Or you say, you know what, I'll put my effort in, it might not be the best, I'm going to try, but at least it's going to go somewhere at some point. It's better than not davening at all. Right? Vezeh. That's what the pasuk means. It says, Veschana el Hashem. Rav Nachman says, what does it mean, Veschana el Hashem? That tamid. Bein bedvekas, bein shlo dvekas. Veschana, wait, what's gematria Veschana?
Wow, okay. 7, 407, 400, and 8 plus 7. 15. 400
plus
100. Is 450. Oh, plus
100,
so.
415 and 100 is how much?
515.
That's Gematria. So Veschana is 515. It's Gematria exactly. Tefillah. The Veschana means Tefillah.
Wow.
Wow, amazing, no?
What's the Sheikhas?
Sheikhas means that the Veschana is Lashon Tefillah, that Moshe Dab.
Oh.
Veschana El Hashem. So what is Rav Nachman saying here? Veschana Hashem is tamid, always daven. Bein mitzvekas, bein shlo, whether you're feeling it, whether you're not feeling it. Ba'eish hahi lemor. Hainu, what does it mean? Hainu. Ba'eish eskel is falat tvekas. When you're zochet to finally daven with tvekas, shu b'chinas shgurot tefillas v'fi, which means that my tefillah is like smooth in my mouth. Ba'hainu, ba'eish hahi lemor. Shadvarim ne'emarim emrutzim b'fiv mechmas shespal tvekas. Ah, ziala kol tefillas shespal arata. Nachman says that what? Basically, Lamar, when I'm feeling it that I could say everything, then you know what's going to happen, then all your tefillahs are going to go up with it. So Rav Nachman's saying, never take a tefillah lightly. Because why? That even if you don't daven best you could, that at least it's there, that it's going to be raised up another time. Right? But the ikkar is that we have to mechazik our tefillah like crazy, that what? We have to always remember that daven. Davening, but to remind ourselves, what? That tefillah lekel chayai, that's my life force. Right? And daven, we see Rav Nachman speaks about the word tamid here. So what's in it with tamid? So then we know that, you could say that we know that tefillos are in place of karbanos today, right? So there's this. Right? The world stands on three things, yeah? What are three things? Torah avoda,
and Gemilas Chasadim.
Beautiful. Torah, avoda, Gemilas Chasadim. So what's Torah? Torah is Torah. Mm-hmm. So Gemilas Chasadim is doing chesed. What's avoda?
A serving Hashem.
Avoda is karbanos. But today, do we have karbanos?
No.
So what do we have in place of karbanos? So it says that tefillah connected karbanos tiknu. That we daven in place of karbanos. Like just they used to bring karbanos beis mikdash, right? That's what our tefillahs are today. So you say the end of carbon tamin also. Carbon tamin is like a chizuk. Now what carbon tamin that I bring that, it's a tefillah every day. That's to me, it's in the morning and in the afternoon. Right? But every day I bring it, it's that consistency. Which is also in your tefillah. That tefillah also be like a carbon tamin. That I always have to be davening. Always be in a state of davening. Never taking my davening lightly. Right? So that you could say is one of the inyanim of Shabbos Nachmu. Is that what? What do we have on Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, it says, Sosam Tfilasi. That my tefillahs are, there's no tefillah on Tisha B'Av. You know that? That's why if you look in Halacha, right? I don't know if you realize this, but starting from Tisha B'Av night until Mincha time, right? If you realize in Kaddish, normally we say three things that we say at the end of Kaddish Shalim. We say Tiskabel, Yehei Shalom Rabba, right? And we say Osa Shalom. Because in Tishba, we don't say Tiskabot Tzolson and Vosan Dechol B'Yisrael. We don't say, we don't daven to Hashem, there are tefillah Shiv Mekabel. Why? Because there's no tefillah on Tishba. No tefillahs are Mekabel. So if Rumsin said last year, okay, so then why do you daven on Tishba? It's a good question. If my tefillahs aren't being Mekabel, then why do I daven? Because Rumsin said that what the Indian is, that what? That even if my tefillahs won't be Mekabel, but I daven anyway. Why? Because at another point, they're going to be raised up. But the inyan is that in Tishba we weren't able to daven really. So one of the nechamas is that what? That but Hashem still cares my tefillahs. That Nachmu, Nachmu Ami, Hashem still wants my tefillahs. Hashem still cares about me, that I'm still his nation. Right? So the obvious question is that after Tishba, what's the nechama? Right? We have Shabbos Nachmu literally 2 days after Tishba. Do we have Beis HaMikdash now? No. Are we in Eretz Yisrael? No. Did things get much better in the world? No. So what's the nechama? So Sfarim say that nechama is that Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. What the nechama is that you're still my nation. And that I still care about you. And that I still want your tefillos. Right? And that's like you say, that Karban Tamid, like we're saying it here, that Karban Tamid is the Indian that what? that I'm always bringing my tefillah, that I'm consistent with my tefillah, that Karban Tamid is gematria exactly Shabbos Nachmu. That a connection is that what that I realize that what to always daven. That my necham is that I could always daven to Hashem also. Right? That my life force, just as you could always drink water, and you're always going to drink water. Right? Because why you need to live? So too, tefillah kel chayai. So too with tefillah, that's what I also always have. Right? That tefillah is my life. Yeah? Right? So that's Indian here. Is that after Tisha B'Av, what's our nechama that we have, Rebbe? I mean, what do you think? What's our nechama? Yeah. Right? So one of our nechamas goes like this also. Is that we said tefillah kel chayai. Yeah? So tefillah lekel chayai is gematria b'nei Yisrael. That, what does it mean? That tefillah kel chayai, that somehow b'nei Yisrael is gematria, that is that in Riv, is that part of being b'nei Yisrael, which means that what we're bonding to Hashem, is that what tefillah kel chayai. Is that I come to Makir, that what? That my life force is tefillah. And that's the Indian here, you connect it all back to Rav Nachman. This is all B'derech Efsher. But the Iker is the words of Rav Nachman here. Is that what? To always be davening. Is that even if I think my daven is not going to be answered, you know what? Daven anyway. Why? Because at a time when you finally feel a source and tefillah, boom, it can all connect. So B'schus Rav Nachman, B'schus Shabbos Nachman, B'schus being Klal Yisrael, B'schus being Mekush with each other, B'schus to keep davening and having a mooner on our tefillahs, and B'schus that day that our tefillahs are answered with the Yom Shkulu Shabbos, M'nucha L'chalvim, COVID Shabbos Kodesh.